Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. As we're approaching the spring, I'm reminded of what it takes to sow seed and the anticipation of reaping the harvest. And this reminds me of our spiritual walk and how it matters what we say and do. Paul says in Galatians 6, 7 through 10, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." God has programmed in His creation fixed laws that do not change. One of those unchangeable laws is the law of sowing and reaping. In fact, when God made the world, He decreed that reaping should follow sowing. And in the physical sense, that law of agriculture is absolutely universal. Whatever a person sows, that is what he will reap. If you plant corn, you will not reap a tomato. You reap what you sow. Well, this principle or law is true spiritually as well as agriculturally. There's an old saying, "Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny." And of course, the clear truth from this old saying is you reap what you sow. And it's interesting to me that the basic principle or law of sowing and reaping is found throughout the entire Bible. A person has two fields in which they can sow, the field of the flesh and the field of the spirit. And clearly, the one who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But you know what? As we walk and live out the Christian life, we get weary. The battle is always raging. We hurt. We get discouraged. We want to quit. For sowing good seed is hard work. Planting seed required long hours of persistent labor and farming in that day, being done by hand. And Paul knew all about the long warfare, the long days, the long hours, the tiredness, the weariness, the exhaustion of living for Christ. And sometimes you sow and sow and see no harvest. But the harvest will come in the fall, but not in the spring. I mean, if you plant on April 15th, the harvest doesn't come April 16th. And sometimes we lose heart in sowing, in waiting. And the words "lose heart" literally means to grow weary, to grow faint. So I encourage you to keep on sowing, doing good to all people, and especially to the household of faith. Don't quit. Don't grow weary in well-doing. The harvest is coming. We reap what we sow. And 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13 says, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary of doing good." We would like to invite you to our gospel meeting this week. Eric Reynolds from the South Fayetteville Church of Christ will be our guest speaker. We will meet each evening at 7 p.m. If you're unable to attend the gospel meeting, we want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.